This is Two-Way Talk. I'm Anthony McCarthy.
And I'm Carol Williams.
It's Restaurant Week. It kicks off today. Restaurant Week runs till the end of next week. All the restaurants in the city of Baltimore are having specials, are doing the special things, date nights, all kinds of things in the city. Yeah. You can get great deals for Restaurant Week. One of our favorite restaurants at WEAA is the Land of Kush. And co-owner Greg Brown is on the line. He was on with me years and years ago. And matter of fact, Greg, you bought in vegan ribs, and I tore those things up.
I know you did.
You remember, that's right. So, it's Restaurant Week. Tell us, first of all, tell us how you and your beautiful wife started Land of Kush.
Through a spiritual journey.
Oh,
it
wow.
basically began with me journaling things I wanted to do. I wasn't working where I wanted to work, and I felt like I wasn't fulfilling my purpose. So I had a church elder came up to me one day at work and out of the blue said, write down your questions for God, listen for the answers, and write down the answers.
Mm-hmm.
In the process of doing that, I wrote out this thing called the Land of Kush, and I started working that vision along with the creator's help. And that's kind of how we got here. So that's the short story. I can give you details.
Well, how did you go to Land of Kush? How did you go from writing down, how did you go from being unhappy with what you were doing to owning Land of Kush? How did that become the answer to the prayer?
Well, I started, you know, it's one thing to pray for something.
Oof.
It's another thing to work towards what you pray for.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one thing for us to ask God to give us something or to help us in a situation, but we also got to put forth that work and that effort.
Mm-hmm.
So in journaling, I started bringing food to work. People started asking me, they would smell the food, then I would let them taste the food. Then, you know, they would ask me to bring them a dinner. So I started bringing dinners, selling dinners at work.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got laid off from that particular job. And a friend of mine called me and told me about this free jazz festival in front of City Hall called Jazzy Summer Night.
That's right.
And they needed a vegetarian vendor. And so I called a couple people I knew. They didn't want to do it. They didn't think it was their demographic. So I called her back and said, hey, I'm going to do it. We went out there. The event started at 6. It was over at 10, but we were sold out of food by 7 o'clock.
What?
So, yeah, absolutely. And how much food I bought out there for those events, I did not have enough food. We just kept selling out early, and that's when I realized, okay, this is possible. I ended up working for Verizon Wireless, and
mm-hmm.
that's where I met my beautiful wife, Nadja.
Oh,
nice.
So we did AFRAM in 2008, AFRAM and Artscape in 2009, and then it just became too much for me to work 50 hours a week at Verizon Wireless to do vending, catering, and personal chef services on the side. And so I had to make a decision. I made the decision to take my 401k,
mm-hmm.
not to commit some of her 401k. And we put up the money to open the Land of Kush.
Wow. That's the story.
Yes. So tell me, this is Kara. Where did the title Land of Kush come from?
So in my very spare time, I study African history. And I love the story of the African diaspora as a global aspect. And the Land of Kush is very much the origins for so many religions, sciences, mathematics. And I just wanted to bring attention to it. I wanted people to ask that question.
Yep.
Tell us about the Land of Kush.
Mm.
Okay, well, here's a little bit of an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So if I go speak to schools, go speak to ninth graders or do a cooking demo for fourth graders, they get to ask that question because Kush obviously to them may signal something more in the marijuana world.
That's right.
But I get the opportunity to flip that and say, no, it has nothing to do with that. Let's talk about African history from a global perspective.
Mm.
Are you going to be involved in one of the pop-up locations around Baltimore for AFRAM?
No, not this year because we are working on two huge projects right now. We're getting ready to renovate the location that we're currently in. And then we're also working on a second location in East Baltimore with the great assistance of Harbor Bank, Mr. Haskins, John Lewis. They have afforded us an opportunity to open up a second location right at the corner of Madison and Chester.
Wow.
So we are getting ready to tear down two buildings, build it back up from scratch, brand new 80-seat restaurant.
Exciting.
Yeah.
So we're focused on like two different things, and really that second location, really opening that up and giving people to see like the full idea of what the land of Kush can be.
Mm. That's good, exciting. Well, me and Anthony are very excited about Restaurant Week, period.
Yes.
But also, there is a vegan Restaurant Week that you have.
Absolutely.
Your very own week, August the 1st through the 9th.
Mm.
That's correct. My wife, Nadja, linked up with another restaurateur over at Golden West. Her name is Sam, and they came up with this vegan Restaurant Week.
That's
nice.
So, generally, yes, it'll run through the early part of the month, but we generally extend it, so it'll probably be more like a vegan restaurant month. So what we do is we engage other restaurants that don't normally serve vegan vegan meals, and we get them to offer vegan dishes on their menu.
Wow.
For this particular period of time. And so it's an opportunity to people to go out and see these other restaurants, and it gives people who are vegans or maybe vegan curious to try different restaurants that may have the appeal that they want. Maybe you want Italian, maybe you want Cuban, you know, maybe you want to hit over to Terra Cafe, you know, so, you know, it gives you the opportunity to try these different restaurants, and it gives those chefs and those restaurateurs an opportunity to be creative, and it gives them the opportunity to get into a different market as well. So it gives us all the opportunity to expand and grow.
Let me ask you this question, because when I first met you all, I had no interest in vegan food. And it wasn't that I loved meat. I was raised on meat down in the South. And it was fascinating to me to see a menu that offered all these different dishes. And I remember asking, what do Black people think of vegan food? We have been raised on meat. We eat meat. It's part of our life. You told me, give it a try, and I was blown away. I was blown away with the texture. I was blown away with the flavor. You really have a way with creating vegan food that doesn't make you miss meat at all. And how has the response been in the Black community to your vegan food?
I love our people, because our people come out and support regardless.
They sure do.
And that's what I've experienced over these past 10 years. We've been here for 10 years, and Black people want to come out and support you. So the Black community, whether they're vegan or not,
that's right.
Generally what happens is either they know somebody, just like you mentioned, Anthony, you met us, so that gave you an opportunity to try it.
Mm-hmm.
And so either that, or they a family member, or maybe they are vegan, you know, because vegan and vegetarian food is not new to the Black community.
Not at all.
Because, right, so sometimes we isolate. Well, farming and eating vegetables and produce probably go back to our grandmothers.
Mm-hmm.
But then also the Black diaspora is so expansive. When you bring in the Caribbean, when you think about Africans, when you think about any of those equatorial countries, that have Black people in them, a lot of those countries have survived with a lot of vegetables, a lot of vegan food. So it's not new, and it's not new based on religion either. So we get a lot of Christians doing the Daniel fast who want to try vegan food. They want to get in. They want to taste it. And so it's all across the border. And so it's a great opportunity for us to get out there and meet people or bring people to us and build a conversation about different ways of eating, different foods to eat, how we prepare foods, and how we grow as a community together.
Mm, I love it.
So your vegan plate seems to be already pretty full of things that you're getting done. Do you or do you plan to have a food truck?
I would love to have a food truck.
I'm sure Nasha wants no part of adding a food truck to what you all are doing.
No, neither was no part of it. But I love to be creative. And so that's another opportunity to create an opportunity. Mm-hmm. But when we do festivals, we generally do, like, rent a food truck.
Okay.
And so as we go into this new age of the land of Kush, and we restructure how restructure our management team and how we work as a unit, you know, there's going to be that opportunity for that food truck to move around because,
yes,
you know, it's not just where we are at 840 North Utah Street or where we're going to be at Madison and Chester,
nice,
but it's also in the county. It's also
right,
Baltimore County East, Baltimore County West, Annapolis.
Mm-hmm.
So you never know where we might show up. Mm. Actually, we might be at the post office.
That's right.
That's right. That's right.
And we've done demos at the post office.
Nice.
Social Security. So we get around.
410-319-8888 is the number. If you are vegan or you want to try vegan or you don't want nothing to do with vegan food, give us a call. I'm telling you, Greg Brown is going to change your mind. 410-319-8888. Anthony, welcome to Two-Way Talk.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Great
and
to
I
have
just
you.
Wanted to call in and say I am so proud of Greg and his wife.
Oh, nice.
I had the esteemed pleasure of being his pastor one time.
Praise
when he
the
was
Lord.
At his home church, Edgewood United Methodist Church in Lutherville. And I'm just elated because I could sit in the pulpit and look at him, and I just saw his mind always like glowing.
Yes.
And I knew that he would eventually evolve to be the great entrepreneur that he is. So I just wanted to call and give a shout out
to
Greg,
nice,
and congratulate him on his success, he and his wife. And to also say this, that I'm honored to also work for another African American owned business, which is the Ivy Hotel in Mount Vernon.
Oh, nice.
Owned by Ed and Sylvia Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that has been good for us is that we have world travelers that come. And a lot of times we don't have on our menu the things that will appease their palate.
Uh-huh.
So, Greg, I want you to know that our concierge team have sent people to the land of Kush.
Oh, wow.
Because you all have marketed for Baltimore, and you have been identified as the place to go for people who have that particular dietary cuisine in their palate.
Wow.
So once again, congratulations, Greg. I'm proud of you.
Thank you, Anthony.
Keep doing what you're doing, and I'll see you if you'll hopefully be there on September the 11th when his church,
yes,
home, his family church home, mm-hmm, will celebrate their 150th anniversary.
Wow, nice.
Yeah,
thank
you, Pastor.
From good roots.
Appreciate it. You know, one of the things I've noticed about you, Anthony, since Anthony was the pastor was just praising you with all of his laudable words, one of the things I've loved about you and your wife is whenever I have called you, no matter what I have needed, I've needed you to show up at events, I've needed you to come and be on panels, I've needed your help for things. You have never said no, even when you've been busy. And I know that you do that at WEAA all the time. You are a community-oriented entrepreneur.
Yes.
Absolutely. Mm. It's necessary for us to, in order for us to grow and to continue to grow and to get the things that we want as a community, we got to work together. We,
yep,
got to support each other. And the mighty Morgan State University is my alma mater. So
that's
class
right.
rep. So I feel a requirement to support Morgan, WEAA, just because I'm an alumni, but then also just because it's the community thing to do.
Yeah.
We got to support each other, whether big or small. We got to support each other and help each other grow, even if we have differences,
mm-hmm,
with each other. So it's just vital. We're not all going to think on the same page,
nope,
all the time, but it doesn't mean that we can't support each other. It doesn't mean that we can't come to a common ground or a common place and break bread together.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Maybe we can see him in Morgan, in our cafeteria.
Okay. I agree.
Hey,
Let's make it happen.
Maybe Northwood.
That's
okay.
Right.
That's right.
At the new
That's
Northwood.
Right. That's
right.
Right.
So we have another caller on the line. Gregory, welcome to Two-Way Talk.
Thank you, Pastor Anthony. Glad that your health is improving.
Oh, thank you so much.
You know me by sight.
I thought so. The voice sounded familiar.
Oh, yeah. You had the minister's conference and everything else like that. But I just want to say I went Wednesday to the land of Kush, and I hadn't been in a while, but I'm on this. I need to lose this weight. And I remember those ribs.
That's right.
I got those ribs. I got the kale. I got that ginger. I guess I don't even want to call it tea. It's just all ginger.
Wow.
And the drink. And I think I had the cabbage. Mm. And everything was so good, I had it again today.
All right.
So it's real.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Because one of the aspects that I hadn't heard since I've been on the phone was it'll help you lose weight.
It will help you lose weight.
All that processed food and the meat. And you cannot tell those ribs aren't meat.
You can't.
You cannot.
And I know, Greg Brown, that it wasn't the intent that it was like meat, but it was meant to be delicious. And you achieved that with your ribs.
Yes. My God.
Greg Brown?
Yes, that was part of the goal, is to engage our people at a different level.
A whole different level.
Not try to force things on people or force them to eat a certain way or become preachy with it, but just to give you something that you may like, or to have something that you will like on our menu. Somewhere on our menu, something will fit your palate, whether it's a smoothie, a milkshake, whether it's the ribs or the vegan crab cakes, whatever it is, whether it's that kale salad with that garlic avocado dressing.
Or the mac
whatever
and cheese.
It is, whether it's, or the mac and cheese or the potato salad. I can go on and on.
You can.
But, you know. But it's just to find something where, you know, something will hit your palate, and you come down and hang out at the Land of Kush, and you never know. You might meet a celebrity like Stevie Wonder or Styles.
That's right. They're like always stopping by the Land of Kush.
Yes, sir.
You may you may run into former President Barack Obama. You may run into just about anybody at the Land of Kush.
That's right.
Sheila Dixon.
Lieutenant Governor.
That's right, Lieutenant Governor. I've seen these people in your restaurant. So, all right.
We have another caller on the line, Anthony.
My brother, Bilal
Ali. Oh, Bilal Ali. Welcome to Two-Way Talk.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Man, I can't say enough about Greg and the Land of Kush.
Mm.
We have to connect the dots.
Yeah.
First of all, it's him and his wife. And they are connected to Harbor Bank, which is our black bank.
That's right.
Which is the foundation for generational wealth. And this man gives back so much to the community. He's always step up to the plate anytime you need assistance in a community event, him and his wife. And I think that everybody that understands this, now everybody's not going to have the same understanding.
Of course.
But we need to support people that support us. I mean, that's the bottom line.
Yep.
We gotta get rid of these mindsets that has been handed down from generation to generation, and start getting back to the basics. And the basics in America is capitalism and it's economic wealth. We can't take care of our own community if every time we need something, we got to go to another community. And I think he's a landmark now. I mean, it's an iconic landmark.
Yep.
And I remember back in the day when we had restaurants like Soul Shack and Samson's restaurant, and that may predate a lot of people. But people used to come from everywhere, and that's the same type of support that we should give to the Land of Kush. And I think it's two restaurants that stand out in my mind, and that's Sharice Rap and Land of Kush. And those are two of my favorite brothers.
Wow.
Thank you, Bilal.
Thank you. You are one of those people, just like Gregory Brown. You support the community. You support people in the community, institutions in the community. Bilal Ali, you are a public servant in the Black community. And I'm telling you, you were all but co-hosting my show with me on WEAA, and I loved it. I loved it.
Yes. I enjoyed my time with you. And when I get an opportunity to come back, I do have a special issue that I'm trying to line something up to get back on the show.
Oh, good.
About this opioid.
Opioid addiction. And that's right. And overdoses. And my producer's looking at me right now. She's giving me a thumbs up. She's going to have you on soon.
Okay, now.
All right,
and
brother.
I appreciate that, man. God bless you, man.
All right.
Thank you, Bilal. Okay, then. All right, Greg.
So let's get, we only have 8 minutes left. Let's get in. Oh, and I see Linda. I'm coming to you in just a second, Linda. Let's get into this menu. Now, okay. You mentioned the ribs, and if you have not had the ribs, you don't even realize that you're not eating meat.
Yeah.
And I don't think, and I could be wrong, I don't think you're trying to fool us into eating this as eating meat. It's just a different kind of a food. It was a different, and I was sitting here licking my fingers and eating it the whole time, not knowing that I was not eating meat. And
yes,
that, but the ribs is only just part of it. You have a full menu that will have people slapping their mother. It is so good.
Okay, don't slap your mother.
Don't slap your mom. Ever slap your mom. That's
don't
right.
Don't slap mama or big mama. You know, don't do it.
So tell us about the menu development.
Sure. Well, we're constantly innovating. I'm getting ready to come out with some brand new dishes once we go through this renovation. But really the top seller, like you mentioned, were the ribs. And then we have the vegan crab cakes.
Mm.
We got the vegan curry chicken.
Mm.
We have the chicken tenders. We got the smoked collard greens. We got the mac and cheese. We got the candy yams. We got the kale salad. We got the potato salad, the sesame spinach, the carrot tuna. It just got a catering order for the carrot tuna. So we try to be as creative. Well, we got the black eyed pea fritters. So
wow.
I'm trying to, you know, hit across different areas, different palates of the Black diaspora at this point. So that's how I'm going after creating the menu. We have the chickpea burger. We got so many things on the menu. We got the milkshakes. We got the fresh pressed juices. We got the smoothies. Oh, man, it's just so much. We got the ginger drink, like the gentleman mentioned. We got the we have the sorrel for my West Indian crew. We got the sorrel. We make it fresh. We have we got the iced tea, the hand-squeezed lemonade. This ain't that lemonade that you get from other places. No, this is people in the back squeezing lemons and getting lemon juice and making lemonade
the way
back in the day it should have been. It should be done. So.
Mm-hmm.
So we got an expansive menu and more things to come. We got some specials, once Vegan Restaurant Week hits that we're going to throw out there, but I can't tell you what it is just yet. I want it to be a fast surprise.
Nice.
But we are hitting it, trying to be creative. Mm. And if people have ideas and they want to see things, or they want to, you know, they want us to test out some jackfruit or some breadfruit or some other type of things out there, you know, hit us up. Let us know. We open to ideas. I want to hear what people think and what they want. You want some more lentils on the menu? You want, you know, some stews? Once we get into the fall, that's when we're going to hit back with this butternut squash stew, this, you know, this creamy tomato stew. So we got some things coming, you know, as the seasons change and as we grow and as we learn and as we build together.
In the last few minutes we have, Linda's joining us. Linda, welcome to Two Way Talk.
Hi, good evening, and God bless.
God bless you.
I just want to say that first, but I want to know, can I get a delivery? do you deliver?
I'm on Grubhub right now.
Grubhub right now.
And where are you located? Where are you located?
We're located 840 North Utah Street, right by Utah and Martin Luther King, near the state office complex.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you can go online.
Yes. If you go directly to our website, landofkush.com, you can order from there, or you can order from Grubhub, DoorDash, Uber Eats.
Any way you want the food to come, Linda, it will be on its way. Now
we'll
you
make it happen.
Now, a lot of restaurants struggled over the last year, brother. How did you and Nadja do at keeping your doors open, keeping your staff employed, and meeting the needs of your customers?
Well, we just kept the doors open somehow, some way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was an unfortunate situation with the pandemic, but we didn't fire anybody. We didn't let any staff go because of COVID. We just, you know, reduced their hours across the board and try to make it as compact as possible. And luckily, things did start to pick up, you know, in April of last year. And then, you know, people wanted to still support. So, you know, I want to thank, you know, people like Justina Pollard, WEAA.
That's my girl.
Brandon Scott, people who really put us out there. I want to thank other restaurateurs like Casey Jenkins is always, always, always supporting us. So when he puts out Darker Than Blue again, which I'm sure is coming
soon.
It's coming, so be sure to support him. Terrence over at Terra Cafe, I cannot thank him enough. That's a brother that's always, always in our corner. And so it's things like that, like us supporting us. You know, Grindhouse Juice Cafe, whatever, Dodos Kitchen, even though I haven't built with them yet. But there are other black restaurants that are out there that, you know, we just all support each other. I think we have that feeling. I think that's how we survive, is just supporting each other, being there, sharing information, sharing ideas, sharing creativity, and being there for one another. And then it's all about the community, because the people come out and they want to support. They want to find a way to support.
Yep.
Oh, I'm not vegan. Let me get a gift card for my coworker or for my family.
That's right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Shalonda Stokes. Definitely
oh, yeah.
Want to
That's
thank
my
her.
Girl.
Yes. Downtown Partnership. Definitely want to thank Al Hutchinson over at Visit Baltimore. That crew at Visit Baltimore has been very supportive of us the whole way. And Al and his team, Bond, everybody over there has been supremely supportive. And I think that's how we've been able to survive this whole situation. Number one, on our own, keeping the doors open, being creative with how we do things here at the Land of Kush. And then also the community support from other businesses and organizations that are out there.
Well, I know that Al Hutchinson has mentioned, when people come to the city of Baltimore, one of their most requested information is, where can we go to get vegan food? And yet they know they're sending them somewhere good when they come to the Land of Kush. Greg Brown, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Restaurant Week has started. I know people are going to be a path to your door. I really enjoy your food. Thanks for joining us, and join us again soon, brother.
No problem. Thank you, Anthony. I appreciate your work. Stay in good health. We
always
have you in our prayers, sir.
I appreciate you, brother.
Well, that's another week down,
Anthony.
We've done it, baby. We did it. Coming up next is Lolo in the groove with Lolo. Two-Way Talk is a product of WEAA 88.9 FM here on the campus of Morgan State University. It's produced by Justina Pollard, engineered by Andre Melton. Join us at Two-Way Talk Monday to continue the conversation. Have a great weekend.